Hey guys, it's me, Virginia Antiba, and you're with the Fashion Photography Podcast. Today's episode is going to be very educational, but also very funny. My guest today is going to tell you about his top 3 habits on how to become successful. We're also going to talk about online galleries and underwater photography. My guest's name is Judas Bear, and you can see part of his work published on neverlandmag.com, where you can also listen to the podcast in case you don't have an iTunes registration. It's time to say hello to Judas Bear. Hi.
Hi.
Give our listener a little overview, please. Tell us about your personality and something about you, something spicy maybe, because we want to get to know you and your business. Mm-hmm.
Okay, my name is Judas Berra. I am a commercial photographer, fashion and fine art. Just 3 years I have been dedicating myself to photography, and I can only say that it's my passion. I'm a little bit unruly, a little bit chaotic, and I don't like to follow rules. And I think that is what has helped me to gain some recognition in the photography world.
You don't like to follow rules. Oh, that's
I don't like. Good. I don't like.
Okay, so you don't like to follow rules, but
no.
What do you think about the education thing? Do you have a specific photography education, and do you prefer this or the experience?
Well, I think it's experience. I teach myself photography. I was studying cinematography, and when I took DSLR camera, I just left my career and started to do photography.
So you yes. probably prefer the still image, as far as I can understand.
Yes, a lot.
What's the challenge about this?
I don't know, is to capture a moment, a beauty moment. I'm a little bit obsessed with beauty, and I try to make new images that can be seen. It is now in 100 years, and they will be still beautiful, you know?
Yeah, that's good. I mean, you have a certain purpose.
Yes. I want to be maybe... can be here a little bit selfish, but I want to be immortal with my images.
Whoa, I don't think that's selfish.
Oh.
I think that's the purpose of art.
Oh, I hope you are the first person who told me that.
Yes. I think so. I don't know. It's just my opinion.
Oh, amazing. Amazing.
Do you have a success quote?
Well, yes. I don't know if it's a success quote, but I always say to myself, never give up, keep practicing and practicing. That's my quote all the day.
This is the most important thing. I suppose this is the way you started, by practice?
Yes, practice. Practice all days.
Well, but as far as I know your work, it's not just you in it. How did you start it with all these amazing stylists and makeup artists? Just by practicing. How did you get them?
Just happened. Yes, it's magic to me to know new people with such talent, like makeup artists, like designers, models. It just happened. I love that.
Did you know them before you started your photography career or after?
No, they even don't talk to me. They say, no, you are nobody. We cannot.
Really?
Yes. And then they seek for me. And well, I'm okay with that. I'm very happy.
Yeah, of course.
Yes.
You've proved them that you're good.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
So... what was the most challenging project you've ever been part of?
Well, recently I was invited for a Mexican version of American Next Model and was an underwater test. And
that's
was very
challenging, definitely.
Yes. Was very, very challenging for me and for the models because the dresses were very, very huge, very large. And, well, was a little bit dangerous, but... I think was the best chapter of the season. Yes.
Did you have a specific casting for this? Because I suppose the model would have to be really experienced for this thing, or at least to know how to swim.
Oh well, castings. I really don't like to do. I prefer to seek for a model on the internet. Always, I'm seeking for pictures of new faces and. Mm.
Mostly new faces.
Yes, I love to work with new
That's
faces.
very interesting.
Yes, it's very interesting. I like to give the opportunity to new talents to work and to show their work.
Just
I
like
love that.
someone did this with you, right? So,
Yes.
who made you this great photographer? Who gave you the opportunity like you're giving it right now to a new model?
Was a very friend of mine. He's a fashion blogger, and he gave me this opportunity by taking me to a fashion designer, and I took the pictures of his designs. That's what I do for the first time.
Whoa.
Best. Yes.
Were you excited back then? Of course you've been excited, but tell us a bit more about your reaction. Did you wanted it or your friend asked you for this?
He asked me to do this. Yes,
You're a
yes,
very
yes,
lucky
yes.
person.
I don't know if he's lucky, but it just happened. Yes.
You said that you like to work with new models.
Yes.
How did you find your first, let's say, stylist or makeup artist, for example? Do you like to work with new people?
Well, I like to work with new people, but before that, I need to see their work. With the makeup artist, I'm very, very, very specific because I like a good work. It's
Yeah.
very important, the makeup. I think I'm a little bit exaggerated with that.
Can you share with us a failure of yours and what you've learned from it? Not
Okay.
exactly with the makeup artist, but failure as a whole.
Well, I think I live in a constant failure. I try to learn from it. I think failure is one of the things that I have learned more. Every day is a failure to me, and
Whoa.
every day is a new opportunity to learn something.
Is there a specific one like you want to share with us?
Maybe when I try to be in fashion agency
Yeah. As
in
a
Italy.
photographer.
As a photographer,
Yeah.
they told me I have no talent and I have no future in photography. That was 1 year ago, and I was very depressed, very, very depressed.
Strange
Yes.
Italian honesty. Whoa.
Yes, it was very, very, very bad for
Yeah, I
me.
suppose so.
Yes,
I would feel
I
the same
cried a
way.
lot.
Yeah, I would feel
Yes.
the same way. I understand you completely. So, how did you meet these rude guys?
I was admiring the work of another photographer, and I saw he was represented by this agency, and I seek for this agency, I seek for the contact, and I wrote to them and I sent my portfolio, and they told me that.
Via email. Whoa,
Yes.
they were quite rude. We
Very
must admit
rude, very
it.
rude.
They
Yes.
just, I don't know, delayed it? I don't know. So,
Yes.
it's kind of an inspiration for you, right? Sounds
Yes.
like that.
Yes, it's very inspirational for me now.
And you've been rejected. That's very, very
Yes,
interesting.
that makes you very strong
Was
after
that the
that.
moment that turned your career into success? Do you think this was the moment?
No, I think the moment was when I met a photograph underwater. Some nights before,
Yeah.
I used to have a dream in a Royal Hall. I was watching a vault, and then the window panes broke, and the water comes in, and a woman with a white dress start to drowning, and she's still dancing. And that dream I try to put in a photograph, and when I do that photograph was the moment when the people know my work. And the people named that photograph as Drowning Princess. And I think that moment when I published that picture was the moment when I received some success.
You know, man, you got me some chills, really, because I actually know this photograph, and this is the one
Oh.
thing that come up into my mind when I think of you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. That photograph opens me a lot of doors, and I'm very grateful to that picture.
I've seen it
Yes.
in into online gallery. Yeah, can you tell me more about this these new ways of exhibitions. What do you think about them?
About the online exhibition?
Yeah, probably online. Not only there are books, you know, photography books, just on a market.
I really want to be in a photography book. I think it's one of my goals to be in a photography book or to
your
make
own
a photo.
Or?
I don't have now, but I want. And now some of my pictures are on sale in New York in a fine art gallery. I never thought that I will be a fine art photographer. Was suddenly, and I'm very happy for that. And I think the new ways of exhibition for photographers are amazing. I know now we have more facilities for being known, you know?
Yeah.
And that's amazing.
Well,
yes.
What do you think about the old ways then? Making an exhibition in one room or a real gallery, does it last longer?
Well, I think it's more magic, you know, to enter to a room with art, with printed art. It's amazing. It's magic for me, and I want to do a gallery.
You're so connected with the art. You know what? I think that this opportunity that you have to become a fine art photography, I think it's really connected to this goal of yours to capture beauty. Do you think that people wants to have beautiful stuff at home, or most likely some famous stuff? Is it different nowadays? Because we know all the expensive pictures.
Uh-huh.
That everyone
yes.
had before of him or herself, just the work of some famous photographer. Do you think that nowadays it's more important to make something beautiful or to be famous photographer in order to know that your art is going to be on someone's wall?
Okay. I think for me, it's more important to do beauty more than be famous. I don't know if I can handle to be famous, and I don't think I'm famous, but as I told you I want to be immortal in my yeah. photograph. All of my pictures have a little bit of me, have a little bit of my childhood. I don't think to be famous it's the right way. I know in these days most of the people want to be famous, and I think is not correct, because now in these days fame is a little bit short. There are new talents. They will be replace you if you are doing bad
work.
Things.
Yeah.
Work. Yes. I think it's more important to do beautiful things, to do things that can make you feel something, maybe something good, maybe something bad. I don't know. I think my goal is to make the people feel, to make the people go through my pictures as windows to other worlds, you know?
That's very inspiring.
That's what I think is my real goal.
You're talking about all these things, and I'm wondering, what was the thing that was holding you back before the moment you became successful?
I never think that I will be in photography. I was immersed in my personal life and trying to handle that I was not happy in the movie world, and maybe a little bit of depression. You know, when I took my first camera, everything started. And I'm very, very sad, because I only have 3 years doing photography. And that makes me a little bit sad, because I think, what can be happen if I start photography at 19 and at 20, you know?
Yeah.
And I'm very, very sad for that. Yes.
Well, and I have another question for you. Can you share with us, because you're talking so inspiring and about your dream. I'm still very impressed from that. And I was wondering, what's exciting right now? What inspires you?
I think, well, I'm very inspired by the idea to be, to see my name near to Patrick de Marchelier, Mario Testino, and those people. I really want to be a good fashion photographer more than fine art. That's what I told myself every day. I want to be there. I want to be immortal like them, you know? That's what I think.
After this answer, I cannot hold myself but ask you, do you believe in all these things about saying something or imagining something that this can happen?
Yes, totally. Everything comes from the imagination, you know? If you can't imagine something, you can't do it, you know?
Yeah.
Yes, it's everything came from that place.
Yeah. You said earlier that you prefer experience, and this is how you gain your knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
How about books?
Books of photography?
Yeah.
I never read them.
Really?
I never touch a photography book. I never. Yes, I never. I don't know. I think I don't want to be influenced by the technical ways, you know.
Yeah.
I love to teach myself. I love to learn. I love to work with natural light.
That was my next question.
Yes, I understand the light right now, and it's amazing. It's amazing. The sunlight is the best for me.
So,
totally.
You prefer natural light. Is that supposed to mean that this so famous for me right now photograph with the water, you made it with natural light?
Yes, totally. Sunlight.
Sunlight.
Yes, sunlight.
Was it challenging for you? I suppose you've chosen the right moment, the right hour and everything.
No, it was very chaotic, and but was very funny because all the people who were in that place doesn't know what to do, you know. I only pick up a picture of a royal place and I print, and that print was in the water and the model was in the front of that print. You know, all happened very chaotic, you know.
The weather was bad this day. What were you going
no,
to
well,
do?
We have a good weather that day. Very sunny.
Like I said, you're a very lucky man. What's the best advice you've ever received?
To keep my feet in the ground, you know?
Yeah.
Every day, to be humble. And I think the best for me is to help new people. That's the best advice.
That's what we're doing this with these new models.
Yes, models and other photographers, you know. I'm very happy right now because in Mexico, there are a lot of new talents, a lot of new kids who make photography, and I'm trying to help them. And it's amazing because now the people is watching these new talents, and I'm so happy. It's amazing to make this industry grow. It's amazing. We need to change.
I also think this is very important, but many people around the world think that when they have a new assistant or they help a young photographer, sooner or later these young photographers are going to steal their work, their raises, you know.
I don't think in the same way. I think we are a lot of people. Why another photographer will steal my work if are a lot of clients? I don't think the same. I think a new talent can challenge me, and I will try to do another thing, a better thing, a new thing. And I think that way is the correct. I don't think that. I recently start doing workshops here in my country. I try to teach all the students all my knowledge because I learn from them, and it's amazing.
That's so nice. If more people
yes.
were like you, that would be so different. Tell us a little bit more about these workshops. How did you start in them? Was it your idea or someone else's?
No, it doesn't want my idea. It was a friend idea, a girl, 20 years old girl, who wants to be a photographer. And she told me, please teach me photography. Come to my city.
What's in another city?
Yes, was in another city. And I said, okay, yes, amazing. I will teach you photography if you show me your city. And she told me, okay, but what do you think about add more people? And I said, okay, amazing. And that's how it starts. Then in that workshop, in the first workshop, we have 25 students.
People, seriously?
Yes,
that's
yes.
A lot.
And that's amazing. It was incredible to teach to these people because we're young people, old people, professionals, amateurs. And I think it's one of my most funny moments in my life.
But so many people, that's very, very strange because everyone have another thing. I don't know. They knows different things. How did you manage to help them all?
It's very easy. It's just to prepare yourself. Tell to the people, this is your moment when you can do photograph. This is not. Please help your classmate. It's very easy. You know,
so
it's very easy.
So you just force them to shoot.
Yes.
Tell us something more. Did you have a specific location there?
No, I didn't know the location. This girl organized everything and I went to that place blind. And it was amazing. Yes, one of the photographs of that workshop were published in Vogue Italy and I was very, very happy, very glad for that.
So what did you do in the workshop?
First, I introduced myself.
Yeah.
Then I introduce the team, the model, the makeup artist.
So you prepare with us.
Yes, yes. Okay. the model, the designer. First I do that and then we start the photo shoot.
What did you explain to your team before that? Because you said you went there blind, so what did you tell them?
I tried to use some contacts and they were very professional. They work as... they were in a real photo shoot, not in a workshop, you know?
Mm-hmm.
That's important for the students. They need to feel, to see they are working with professionals. And that's an amazing opportunity to them.
So you had 25
yes.
students and
yes.
one more.
Two models. Yes, two models.
Just one set or two sets?
Were four. Four sets.
Four sets with two models.
Yes, yes, oh, yes.
Okay, so separated mm-hmm. times, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you give any advice to your students? You had time to all of them to see their work, I suppose,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes, yes. First, I start directing the model and make photos.
I'm sorry that I'm interrupting. I'm asking you this question because I suppose many new photographers are going to listen to this podcast.
Okay.
It's going to be good for them to hear this.
Mm-hmm.
Your process of working.
My process of working. I just imagine a picture. Then I seek for the model and for the right team. And I do the photographs. I don't have a workflow for that. I'm very, very...
No mood boards?
No. Really. Sometimes when a client hires me, I do. Mood board or sketches, but when it's personal job, it's everything chaos. Yes.
You said something about the client, and I was wondering what was your reaction when your first bigger client invited you to work with?
Say thank you for choosing me.
And yes. just this, what did you feel back then? Tell us more. What was this big client? You can say the name if you want to. It's all the same for me. Were you excited?
Yes. I recently received an email from a very, very, very big client. I think is my most big client. It's my bigger client. And they want an underwater campaign. First, I told to them thank you, and I want to know all the people involved in this project. Like 3 days ago, I went to an interview. For me, it's very important to make a little bit a friendship with my clients. You know, I want to know my client. I want to have funny moments with my client. It's very important because all the energy, it's good, you know?
Yeah, when you're comfortable,
it's very important.
With them.
Yes, you need to be comfortable with all your team, with your clients, with the models, with everybody.
Do you have certain habits that you believe contribute to your success? Can you tell us, like, top three habits that you believe contribute to your success?
Okay, first, go to my computer and do a lot of Photoshop. Yes, I need to learn more. That's the first one. The second one, I think, as I told you, keep practicing. And I think the third one and the most important is to believe in yourself, to believe in your work. That's the most important, to believe in yourself, because if you don't believe it, you can't do it.
Even Photoshop won't help you.
Yes, even Photoshop can't help you.
What do you think? Many people are fighting about this Photoshop thing. Do we need it or not? What do you think about it? As a new artist, does any new artist have to know how to
I
work
think it? it's very stupid, this fight.
Yeah,
because these are another times, you know. Photography right now is experiencing some change. We are not in the 80s or 90s. We are in another era, and Photoshop is very necessary right now. I think right now it's very important to use this tool.
How did you learn to do it?
By myself, making photos, importing to Photoshop, and start to make some crazy things. I never watch a video tutorial. I really? Never.
I don't have this kind of energy also. Yeah. So if someone wants to start a career in your field, I suppose these are the top three habits. But what are the top three things they can start doing like tomorrow to happen?
They need to make more friends. One person told me this: photographer is 500% talent and 500% contacts. You can have all the talent of the world, but if you don't have contacts, you can't do it, you know? You need to do something good and have good friends to make new friends in this industry. It's very, very difficult to enter in this industry.
Do you think this profession is worldwide? Do you think that you can stay on one place or you need to move constantly?
You need to move constantly. Right now, I'm seeking for move from my country. Right now, I'm talking with some people in Italy, in China, in United States. I want to move as soon as possible because there is a moment when you can't do new things in the same place, you know? Yeah. Yes, you need to move.
So when you move, we have to talk again in order to see our public what was your way and how did you do it?
Yes, totally. We need to talk again.
Do you think it's easy? How long have you tried?
It's not easy. My three years of career, I tried.
All this time you've been trying to move?
Yes, all this time. A lot, but it's very difficult. There are people who have many years in this industry and they don't want new people, you know?
Yeah.
They want to keep their teams. The team started 20 years. Yes. As small as they can and the same as 20 years ago, you know?
So
the same.
Why do you think it's going to be easier in foreign country? Because you're new.
I don't think that. I think there will be more difficult to me to start in another country, but I want to do that. I think there are greatest photographers in other countries and I will go to that places, and I think it's very, very difficult. I'm not going with that knowledge. I go from Mexico with the knowledge of there will be more difficult for me to have work, is what I want.
So you try as a photographer, not as an assistant or something?
I try to know new people and to help them, calling them to help me, you know, as assistants. Right now I have a new assistant. He's helping me a lot and he's learning. I love his way to see the things. He changed a lot my work and I'm very happy for that.
You sound a lot like my mentor.
Yes,
she's the same. She's
yes.
always helping.
Yes.
She's giving you opportunities.
A lot.
So, sorry for this question. We might not involve this.
Okay.
How old are you?
Oh, 27.
27, okay. Because my next question is if you were like 20 years old now, and you know that your everyday needs are covered, and you can choose to work wherever you want, what would you do?
Photography. Yes.
So easy.
I cannot do another thing. I need to do photography. I think I can die if I do not make photography.
So do you think if you could change something, one thing from your journey to become successful, you change something, and what would that be?
You know, as I told you, I'm very sad to don't discover photography some years ago, but I think I will not change anything. I'm very happy about my way. I know I need to live this, you know, reach my goal. I think the difficult way is the better.
Thank you for this conversation. It was very,
very
inspiring.
Thanks to you. I'm very nervous right now, you know.
Don't be. You're done. So, I really want to thank you again.
Oh, thanks. Thanks to you.
Well, I think it's time to tell you about the giveaway. It's very easy. All you have to do is go to iTunes and write down an honest review. Then on the 2nd of April, three of you will be randomly chosen and will win a free 10-minute consultation about their work with me, Virginia Antova. In the show notes, you can find a link to Henrik's work and also a link to my work. Feel free to join our Facebook group, The Fashion Photography Podcast. Every Wednesday, we'll upload a conversation with a different guest, and each and every Friday, a short motivational photography-related talk will be uploaded. This Friday's topic is creativity, so stay tuned and creative. Thank you for being with me.